WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies here in Atlantic, and it's currently 14 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Chem Community School District's Board of Directors have scheduled a public meeting to be held this coming Monday at 6:30 p.m. at the Chem High School. The board is exploring the opportunity to partner with Connections Education to form a free K-12 online learning center within the district. The center would operate independently of the Chem District's educational program and would serve students statewide in the open enrollment process. The meeting will provide information in reference to the benefits a partnership would create for the current CAM students and the CAM district. Superintendent Steve Pelzer said this is a new concept in the state of Iowa, but similar programs are currently available in over 20 states. Pelzer and the school board invites the public to take the opportunity to learn more about the program and share your thoughts with the board. A decision by the board on whether or not to pursue the program will be made very soon to meet the March 1st deadline for open enrollment applications. News time is 8:01.
Life is too precious to miss even one thing, any time of year, but especially during the holidays. For most of us, this special time is filled with joy as we gather with our loved ones. But for someone with untreated hearing loss, it can be a time of confusion and distress. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist of ASI. With the holiday season so near, now is the time to consider whether or not you're going to be able to actually participate in the festivities. If you're having difficulty hearing people talk in a crowded room, having trouble following a conversation, or just feel like you're missing out, you may have a hearing loss. If you're not sure, now would be a good time to call for a hearing evaluation. I'll take the time to answer any questions about your hearing and how it can be improved. And if needed, which hearing device would best fit your loss and your expectations. So as the holidays approach, wouldn't it be a great time of year to hear all that you've been missing? Conversations with family and friends, office get-togethers, singing Christmas carols, and even listening to the Christmas story. Don't miss a single moment now or at any time of the year. Call ASI today with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Well, the Cass County Salvation Army bell ringing campaign is at the halfway mark, and so far donations are running ahead of last year at the same time. County Chair Dwayne McFadden said Thursday night the bell ringers had raised a little over $4,500 since the grand lighting ceremony in downtown Atlantic on November 17th.
We raised a little over $5,300 last year. We're kind of midway point. We started out with a slow Saturday with the rain on our first Saturday, but we're hoping that we finish fine.
McFadden says the familiar red kettles will be in place at Fairway, Hy-Vee, and Walmart in Atlantic through Christmas Eve, and he encourages anyone who wishes to volunteer their time to help ring the bells to call him as soon as possible, as there are still some open shifts. The two-hour shifts run from 10 a.m. to noon, noon until 2, and from 2 until 4. McFadden says for many people, the experience has proven to be very rewarding.
Anybody that would like to take an opportunity to ring bells, we sure encourage you to get a hold of me. My cell phone is 249-0939. And as I had one fellow said, he finally this year did it for the first time, and he called me after he was done, and he said, put me down for next year. I had a good time. And so I think you'll treasure your time when you're done.
The funds raised by the campaign stay in Cass County, and over the course of the past year, Dwayne said the funds were made available for a variety of programs.
It's been used for the Shop with the Cop program, and there's also gift cards to local schools to assist student needs and assisting stranded motors or transient individuals. Also, fans are bought to distribute by West Central Community Action Center. And also backpacks to be distributed by the administrative staff. This year, Cass County Salvation Army has also partnered with Parents as Teachers program to purchase car seats.
Elsewhere in the news, for the second day in a row on Thursday, firefighters from Cass County responded to a vehicle fire on eastbound Interstate 80. Fire coming from the engine compartment of a pickup truck was reported at around 10:30 a.m. As Atlantic and Marnie Fire were responding to the scene at the 51-mile marker, or near the Marnie exit, the vehicle became fully engulfed in flames. Atlantic firefighter Gene Schmeling told KJAN News the flames totally engulfed the cab of the Dodge crew cab-style pickup, which was a total loss. There were no injuries reported, and firefighters were on the scene for about one half hour. On Wednesday, a Subaru station wagon caught fire as it was heading eastbound on Interstate 80 near the Wyota exit. The driver of the vehicle, a woman from Nevada, suffered burns to her hands while trying to rescue five animals that were traveling with her. Three of the animals, two cats and a bird, died. The vehicle was a total loss. The Atlantic Animal Shelter is reminding persons who have adopted pets from the shelter that they must spay or neuter the animal as your adoption form indicates. Shelter officials say it's a state mandate when animals are adopted out. The shelter said state officials have visited the Atlantic Animal Shelter and found many adoption forms had not been returned, stating that the animal had been spayed or neutered. And they say if the forms are not returned by the end of the month, they could lose their ability to adopt out animals, which would mean all animals not claimed by their owners would face euthanization. Since no one wants that to happen, the Atlantic Animal Shelter is asking you to return your animal adoption paperwork to the shelter so they can be in compliance with state regulations and so you can receive your $20 rebate. If you have any questions, you can call the shelter at 712-243-2287. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reported yesterday that six women were cited or arrested on suspicion of prostitution after a sting at an area hotel. Members of the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force performed the prostitution sting Wednesday at an undisclosed location. Five women for Omaha were cited for prostitution. One of them was cited for possession of marijuana, and a sixth woman from Minneapolis was taken into custody on suspicion of prostitution and possession of marijuana. Police reports indicate that women agreed to participate in a sex act with an undercover officer for money ranging anywhere from $100 to $250. The Vision Iowa Board has approved grants totaling just over $119,000 to help 13 tourist attractions around the state with advertising. An $8,000 grant was awarded to the Pottawatomie County Conservation Board to market the Hitchcock Nature Center and Mid-America Center. And the Manning Heritage Foundation received a grant amounting to slightly more than $1,000 for marketing of the Manning House Barn Heritage Park. Grant recipients are required to match at least 50% of their request. Federal wildlife refuges that straddle the Missouri River north of Omaha in Iowa and Nebraska have been scheduled to reopen to the public next month. DeSoto and Boyer Chute National Wildlife Refuges will reopen on January 2nd. Much of the flood damage at DeSoto has been repaired, but the visitor center will remain closed for more work. Some hiking trails will not be available as well. DeSoto will be closed for the January 11th through the 18th deer hunt, and people will need to use the U.S. Highway 30 entrance to reach the refuge. Visitors to Boyer Chute will have to park at the main entrance gate and enter the refuge on foot. Silt deposited by the floodwaters will prevent driving access to Boyer Chute indefinitely. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it is trying to find more room in its reservoirs to avoid a repeat of this summer's flooding that caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to the states along the Missouri River. Corps Brigadier General John McMahon said Thursday that his agency has so far tallied $630 million worth of flood damage to the levees, dams, and channels built to control the river. He told governors or representatives of Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas that the agency is looking for more storage room for flood water in 2012. Some of the governors have been asking for more aggressive flood control. McMahon says a report due out next week is also likely to have some specific recommendations. A survey of bankers in 10 Midwestern and Great Plains states reflects continued economic growth in the region, which boasts strong agricultural performance and rising commodity prices. The Rural Main Street Index rose to 59.7 in December, the highest survey figure since June of 2007. The index hit 58.4 in November, 52.9 in October, and 52.2 in September. The survey organizers say that whenever the index, which ranges from 1 to 100, is above 50, it suggests the economy will grow. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says growth in U.S. regions tied to agriculture and energy are outpacing the urban areas. And Iowa State University Department Farmland Survey released this week showed record prices for land, but not a major rush for those who hold the valuable property to sell. Economist Mike Duffy compiles the numbers in the annual survey. He says they have about 1.5 to 2% of the land that gets sold in a year, and about 2% gets inherited, so they don't see a major shift there. The land that gets passed along through inheritance appears to be the most likely to be sold later on.
3/4 of the purchasers identified as existing farmers. We're seeing more farmers buying land now than actually what would be classified as investors. And even a lot of those investors are local car dealer or whatever. But even though they're classified as investors, they still be local. Most of the land being bought is being bought by Iowans.
And about 28% of the land is owned by people over the age of 75, but for the most part, they look at the land as their Social Security, so they aren't too likely to be selling it, Duffy says. And he says it, as it goes to the next generation, they're seeing more interest in some of the selling of the land. The survey found the average value of an acre of Iowa farmland is $6,708. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Ho, ho, ho! Christmas is all about glimmering lights and the sounds of Christmas. Santa's belly laugh, sleigh bells ringing, Christmas carols singing, and even closer to home, the sounds of laughter for your children and your grandchildren.
This is audiologist Doug Leonard of ASI. As you gather around the piano or simply sit and visit with family and friends, make it an enjoyable time instead of a frustrating time. If you or a loved one is having difficulty hearing the people around you and the sounds of the season, we can help. We will schedule your hearing evaluation and answer your questions regarding your hearing and how it can be improved.
Christmas is supposed to be a joyous time, so enjoy all the signs and the sounds of season. So call ASI to make your Christmas a ho, 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 instead of a huh. ASI is offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
And in our funeral announcements, Marjorie Detlefson, age 93, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Detlefson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Joseph Joe Frum, age 91, of Avoca and formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Joe Frum will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Morris Morgan, age 85, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Morris Morgan will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Janice Irene Taylor, age 85, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Janice Taylor will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lucille Edith Kiergaard, age 86, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lucille Kiergaard will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Nadine Ashmore, age 70, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Creston. A celebration of life service for Nadine Ashmore will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Delmer Curley Peterson, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Delmer Peterson will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Clara Hansen, age 99, of Florida and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday in Florida. A mass of Christian burial service for Clara Hansen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, located at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.